Happy Gang for Colgate-Palmolive products.
Ladies, once upon a time, it was a problem to choose a man's Christmas gift. But no longer. This problem has been solved for you by the makers of Colgate-Palmolive products. The best of gifts for the man of your choice is one of those big, bright, Christmassy Colgate or Palmolive gift boxes packed to the brim with the things a man needs. Colgate and Palmolive shaving accessory. And now...
Who's there?
It's the Happy Gang.
Well, come on in.
Here we are, the Happy Gang here. Here we are, how do you do? Here we are, to chase away your troubles with a song, a melody or two. Brush your teeth with Colgate paste or powder. Then you start each morning with a bang. Won't you join us when we sing and shout out? We're the Colgate Happy Gang.
Yes, it's the Happy Gang from Toronto with Kathleen Stokes at the organ. She's mad again today. Blaine Mathay and his violin. Versatile Bob Farnham. Oh, very swell, Bob. Eddie Allen and his accordion. And with Bert Pearl, your master of ceremonies, at the piano.
And I'll get it right today, too.
We hope.
Thank you very much, Hugh Bartlett, and happy Wednesday to all of you friends. The kids are in the very best of spirits, and okay really isn't mad at all, Hugh. Listen to that. Now, we're all very gay today because we're going to do a bit of a Christmas show here. Pre-Christmas, Christmas, we might say. To welcome Christmas here. Every time I mention Christmas, he sneezes. He's allergic to buying gifts, you know what I mean? Now, Ed, they're just rubbing it into me here, friends. I haven't had a chance to get any shopping done. They keep asking me if you got your shopping done. Well, anyway, let's welcome Christmas here, and let's welcome number one glamour boy in these days, Santa Claus. Santa Claus is coming to town, they tell us, and he should arrive as per on schedule. So here we go. I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and he told his plans to me. So you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yes, he's making a list. He's checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Now he sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. And he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, all of you kiddies, you can't say we didn't warn you. And all of you grown-ups, too, you better be on your best behavior. You've only got about a week left to impress Santa Claus, and you want to do just that. Well, here's somebody who always impresses us, right from his very first...
Hello, Mom.
Right down to the last note of his first tune. And today, we're talking about Santa Claus coming to town. He's going to come this year as he does every year. Of course, this year, as every year, we still have a situation where Santa Claus kind of won't be able to get around to some of the kiddies unless some of the grown-ups take care of that matter. And in every community, in every town, in every village and city, there's a community fund. Some call it a Santa Claus fund. Some call it an empty stocking fund. We know that all of the grown-ups are going to do their very, very best this year to see that Santa Claus doesn't miss out calling on anybody. As a matter of fact, here in Toronto, one of our newspapers, The Star, has its annual Santa Claus Fund, and tonight there's that big Santa Claus concert and broadcast, so you want to kind of listen in and do your bit on that.
But outside of Toronto, right across Canada and in the United States, you'll all have your own funds. And please remember to contribute to that so that Santa Claus will have everybody on his mailing list. And Eddie, to sort of remind everybody that you ought to do your bit, has a tune here called The Little Boy That Santa Claus Forgot. It's a situation that we know you won't want to let happen. So, Ed, really give up for this, will you?
Right. Christmas comes but once a year for every girl and boy. The laughter and the joy they find in each new toy. I'll tell you of a little boy who lives across the way. This little fella's Christmas is just another day. He's the little boy that Santa Claus forgot, and goodness knows he didn't want the law. He sent a note to Santa for some soldiers and a drum. It broke his heart when he found Santa hadn't come. In the street he envies all those lucky boys, then wanders home to last year's broken toys. I'm so sorry for that laddie. He hasn't got a daddy. The little boy that Santa Claus forgot.
Just sung The Little Boy That Santa Claus Forgot. And friends, if you know of any little boy in your community that Santa Claus might forget, well, you can do your bit to make Santa Claus remember. Matter of fact, Kathleen tonight and most of the kids on the gang will be doing their part in the Star Santa Claus broadcast. Kay is going to be featured as a soloist, and some of the kids will be, of course, doing Trojan work in the orchestra that will be playing the broadcast. Well, here's a big boy that Santa Claus isn't going to forget, nor am I, Hugh. It's time for you to come right in here.
Well, you know, friends, you've heard that well-known phrase, two's company, three's a crowd. Well, I can tell you where just two's a crowd. That's when one of the two has unpleasant breath. Now, that one might be you. Yes, you can have this social handicap and not even suspect that you have it. Unpleasant breath may be crowding you out of pleasant company. So don't take that chance. Use Colgate's toothpaste or tooth powder twice a day and before every date. Scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate's instantly stops oral unpleasant breath. Colgate, you see, has a penetrating foam that gets into the tiny crevices between your teeth, helps clean out hidden food particles and saliva odors that cause much unpleasant breath. Yes, Colgate's cleans your teeth and your breath at the same time. Not only that, Colgate's special non-abrasive polishing agent safely and quickly removes film stains, makes precious tooth enamel naturally bright and sparkling. Be sure you get Colgate's toothpaste or tooth powder today.
Colgate whitens, Colgate brightens. It only takes a little while. In the morning and nighttime, it's always the right time to give yourself a Colgate smile.
And with a real Colgate smile, all the kids here would kind of like to do a little tune about that number one glamour boy at this time of the year we were talking about earlier in the program. We're talking about Santa Claus, and we're all going to try and play Santa Claus in this tune. It's an old tune that I think you'll recognize. Remember the old, I'm an old cowhand? Well, we've taken the tune and put a bunch of lyrics to it, and all the kids here want to play Santa Claus, and that's nice work if you can get it. Are we all set? Here we go, Bob.
I'm old Santa Claus, from the far North Pole. With my reindeer sleigh, you know I'm a good old soul.
You'll find lots of gifts on your Christmas tree. Maybe summer punk, maybe they're NG. And you'll all turn around, put the blame on me.
Happy old Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas.
Happy old Christmas Day.
I'm old Santa Claus.
Yes, yes, yes.
From the far North Pole. And I'm hep all right for this rigmarole.
I'm the guy who picks all the gaudy ties, gets the bright red socks that are not your size, buys you all those shirts that you just despise.
Happy old Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas.
Happy old Christmas Day.
I'm old Santa Claus from the far North Pole. I'm supposed to jump down the chimney hole.
Oh, the youngsters get all the fun and thrills, and the ladies get all the lace and frills. All the old man gets are the gosh darn bills.
Happy old Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas.
Happy old Christmas Day.
I'm old Santa Claus from the far North Pole. I try to please you all, don't I? I'm a good old soul.
I wish lots of health to each one of you. Days of happiness all the whole year through.
Merry Christmas Day. Happy New Year, too. Merry old Christmas Day. Merry old Christmas Day!
And we're all waiting anxiously for Merry Old Christmas Day to come around next Thursday. And Bob, what a Santa Claus
what
you made.
Santa Claus?
Say.
That beard tied up in a microphone.
Well, now, Glenn and Kathleen carry on with the spirit of Christmas here in a sort of pre-Christmas flavor and a song we'll be hearing so much of and singing so often in the next few days as they play the beautiful Silent Night. If you please, Blaine and Kathleen.